On Midwest Week, what is the future of football? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Matt Koss, sports editor for the Quad City Times. Recently, Matt, you wrote a story entitled Under Siege, High School Coaches Concerned About the Future of Football, and what prompted that?
You know, you look at where football's kind of gone here the last few years, Herb, and we've seen it a lot more at the NFL level where players have had concussions and things like that, but that's really the awareness kind of started there, but it's really started to trickle down to the high school level, and we've seen a lot more concussions and head injuries and things like that. So it's become a serious concern at all levels, and obviously now parents are concerned about having their teenage boys out there physical contact week after week.
Now, have there always been these injuries? We're just more conscious of them, or we're calling them what they really are or something like that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times people would say they got their head dinged or things like that, you know, 20, 25 years ago. But now I think just with technology, I think athletes are bigger, stronger, faster now. And it's really kind of become a lot more prevalent in the national news. We've seen a lot of talk with it, with head injuries and so forth. So it's gotten to a point where this is a serious issue that needs to be addressed and talked about, and I think it's gotten to that point.
Wasn't there a study recently of some former NFL players who died?
Yeah, there's been a lot of different studies being done here recently, and one found studied brains of about 110 to 115 NFL players that had passed away, and they had found about all but one or two of them had had CTE, so basically some type of head injury that occurred and obviously affected their lifestyle after they were done with football as well. So I think that right there is pretty alarming when you see that type of number, statistic. So that's what I think is really kind of impacted football, and plus the popularity of football I think has a lot to do with it as well. Mm-hmm. It's a game on TV every week. You know, you can get 3-4 games, even more than that with the college level. So it's a popular sport that draws large fan bases. So that's why I think football is maybe more in the public eye than maybe some of the other sports.
Well, hockey, soccer, hasn't there been a connection for some of those sports to head
injuries?
Yeah,
most definitely. Hockey's a good example. Soccer, even like cheerleading, when you look at it from a female standpoint, there's been quite a few concussions there. But football's the one right now that seems to get most people's attention.
And what about that movie Concussion? Did that add to the debate at all, or, you know, cause problems or lead to anyone changing their minds, do you think?
I don't know about changing their minds, but I think it definitely brought awareness about, man, this is a big-time problem here. I think there were close to 50 million people that saw that movie nationwide. So I think that probably got it out there a little bit more. And now it depends on which high school, college coach you talk to. Some thought that was a good movie to have just in terms of raising awareness and things like that. But on the other side, some people think it's maybe gone a little bit too far in terms of, you know, we want to be safe, but at the same time, it's kind of maybe dummied down football a little bit as well.
Okay. You also mentioned in your story not just concussion as a problem for football programs these days, but specialization. What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, you look at specialization right now. We've got a lot of high school athletes, and it's even starting well before high school, where individuals are focusing just on one or two sports. The AAU basketball scene's become really big, travel baseball teams, and football really is not one of those sports you can do year-round. You know, you don't have AAU or travel football. You can go out and play catch with the guys or whatever it may be, but it's more just kind of a fall and early winter activity. So a lot of these kids, before they even get to the high school level, are focused just on basketball, maybe baseball, track, whatever it may be, and that's kind of hindered participation a little bit with football, beside all the other things we've talked about already with the head injuries.
So why are kids specializing so early? I mean, why make a decision at, you know, age 10 or 12 or 14 that baseball will be your only sport or something like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think a lot of it has to do, there's a lot of pressure from a lot of different places, maybe starting in the home. It could be coaches. Everybody's trying to strive to be that next big leaguer or get to the NBA. And as you know, a small percent ever reach that level. But they think if they can get their foot in the door early and get with the right club team or develop their skills at an early enough age, that they'll get that Division I scholarship down the road. But it's really sad to see, because I would, you know, at a young age, let's try and do everything. You know, that's mm-hmm. where you kind of find out what you like, you don't like, you build friendships. And a lot of that just playing for your school anymore, as a couple coaches pointed out in the story I wrote, playing for your school and representing your school, the loyalty, that's kind of all gone by the wayside. It's all about kind of more me and how I can improve myself and get to that next level.
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, maybe I'm dating myself, but, you know, there's kids that I knew growing up would play two or three sports a year, or maybe one. And when they weren't, you know, when they weren't in fall football, they, you know, were doing other things, chorus, glee club, you know, studying more at home, something like that. You know, they weren't figuring that baseball was a 12-month, you know, activity, or basketball or something like that.
And I think you're seeing a lot of burnout now, too, once mm-hmm. these kids get to the late stages of their high school career. There's kids that pour so much time into this between 8, 9 years old up until they're about 16 or 17. We've got individuals now who they get to their last year or two of high school ball, and they're not even playing that sport that they've devoted 8, 9 years to. So that's what's – that's it's alarming, but it's also sad as well.
Okay, so how is all of this affecting local football programs? You said some are seeing some big changes, some not so much at this point.
Yeah, you know, you look at some of the numbers of some of these programs, some are not good right now. We got some schools like Davenport Assumption, they've only got 7 juniors out for football right now. And I think there's a lot of factors. We mentioned specialization. We mentioned the fact that kids maybe don't want to pay their dues as much as they used to and wait for their turn. The head injuries, I think when you incorporate all that, that's probably what's happening here. But at the same time, you still have some programs that are doing well numbers-wise. I think they're going to look at ways where they can improve the game from a safety standpoint at younger ages, especially at the youth levels. I think we'll see tackle football at the youth level probably move away here in the next few years, maybe more of a flag football type route. And then who knows, when you get to high school, they're doing everything they can right now to limit the amount of contact. There's no more two-a-days like there used to be in the past. Mm-hmm. And there's more trainers, people on site that are there to diagnose these injuries at a lot earlier stage than maybe in the past.
And aren't there some rules, too, about if someone looks like they've got a concussion or may have gotten one, aren't they forced to sit out for some length of time?
Yeah, and they've put everybody through, before the season even starts, they'll put each athlete through a baseline test to kind of see where their range is right from the start. But if there's any things that look abnormal to them, they'll get them out, they'll do a test, and usually those kids are out for at least a week, a lot of times 2 to 3 weeks. So yeah, the trainers have really done a good job, not only in this area, but across the country, of, you know, not putting those kids at risk and throwing them right back out on the field.
And one more thing you mentioned in your article, Matt, was school budgets. Is that having an impact on local football programs?
You know, you look at the cost of what it takes to field a football team. When you've got 50, 60 kids, when you throw in equipment, when you throw in travel costs for games, it's probably close to $500, $600 a kid just with the stuff they're wearing. Each game with the helmets now. The helmets are more pricey because they're supposed to be a little safer. And crowds maybe aren't as good as they used to be. I don't think the passion for high school football is maybe what it once was. So schools, I think, in the next 5 to 10 years could have some tough decisions to make in terms of what they do with football and their funding. You know, obviously you got booster clubs and things like that that try to raise some funds. But as we know, like at the state level, you're not getting the funding that we once did. So, some tough decisions could be on the horizon.